President Killeen, would you like to present your opening comments?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, everybody, and welcome to the start of a brand new school year. Later in today's meeting, Chairman Edwards will share his report showcasing excellence at our universities, but I'm sure you won't mind if I make a few comments of my own early on. This new school year is off to another fast start, adding to the momentum that just keeps building across the University of Illinois system. We are, I like to say, a university system, not just on the move, but the most dynamic university system in the nation, with excellence, scale, and impact all growing. Chancellor Jones shared the news about yet another year of record enrollment here in Urbana, with families voting with their feet to join us. And I'm proud to report that it helped push system-wide enrollment to an all-time high for the seventh straight year in a row. Combined, our universities saw a nearly 4% increase in enrollment to almost 89,000 students. UIC also saw record enrollment for the fifth straight year, topping 33,000 students for the first time, with a strong growth in undergraduates and the addition, as you know, of the first public law school in Chicago, the John Marshall Law School, now the UIC John Marshall Law School. And UIS welcomed the largest freshman class in its history, up by double digits, 18% from a year ago. So system-wide, it's another year of gains among in-state students and historic highs in the enrollment of underrepresented students that are priorities in the strategic framework that the board approved nearly 4 years ago to help lead us forward. And this fall keeps us squarely on track to meet the ambitious goal that you set to top 93,000 students system-wide by the fall of 2020. We are on that line. In the 3 years since you handed us this challenge, enrollment has grown by 9%, or 7,400 students. That's the size of many universities. A byproduct of our academic excellence, a commitment to access and affordability that has frozen in-state tuition for 5 straight years, and I like to say the outstanding work of our admissions teams that wave the flag year-round across the state and around the world. Last week's impressive news on enrollment growth came on the heels of the always strong showing by our universities in rankings of the best in higher education. Chancellor Jones has outlined Urbana-Champaign's lock on its place in the nation's top 50 and in the top 15 among publics in this year's U.S. News rankings. And there's just as much to be as proud of at UIC and UIS. UIC continued its meteoric, I like to say, rise in the rankings, moving up another spot among publics to number 60, a full 13 places higher than just 2 years ago, and held its ground in the overall rankings at 132nd, just 3 places short of last year's place. And the fast-growing campus ranked even higher in the recently released Wall Street Journal Times higher education rankings, ranked 21st among the nation's public universities and 81st total. UIC also earned a place in the top 10 best value for students, coming in at number 8. And that, for me and all of us, is very meaningful, because we want to provide excellence at an affordable cost. Best value is important. UIS took the top spot among our state's regional public universities in the U.S. News rankings and placed 4th among all publics in the Midwest, jumping 3 spots up from a year ago. Our capital city campus is consistently ranked among the 15 best publics in the Midwest, and was also judged this year by U.S. News as one of the region's most diverse universities. So my thanks, as always, to Chancellor Cook, Chancellor Amaritis, and Chancellor Jones for their leadership, and to the talented faculty and staff across their campuses who are at the very core of the excellence that makes each of these things happen and makes our universities best in class. And I just want to add, as you all know, if you visited our campuses, our facilities are improving. There's much work in place and ribbon-cutting exercises underway, and we're very proud of that and very happy with the support from the state. On another important front, we continue to make great strides towards our Discovery Partners Institute and Illinois Innovation Network, pioneering initiatives that will write the next chapter on our long legacy of contributions to progress and the public good. This summer, DPI was granted temporary institute status by the Illinois Board of Higher Education, a necessary step that gives us the green light to operate for the next 5 years, pending permanent status. And those operations and business plans for our innovation agenda are nearing completion after working in concert with an outside consultant to refine DPI's vision and hone in on its short and long-term objectives. We are also expanding programming and will host the first two events at DPI this month involving all of our IIN hubs around the state with every public university involved. A summit just tomorrow focused on standards for K-12 computer science education, and a September 27th competition featuring young innovators from across the state. So we're well on our way to the next evolution of the public university system. And I'm grateful for Vice President Ed Seidel, DPI Director Bill Sanders, and their whole teams for leading us closer and closer to the finish line of this very important innovation agenda for our state. As you know, I commissioned a task force last November led by Executive Vice President Bob Wilson to review best practices and suggest policy changes with regard to the issues of sexual misconduct and institutional responses. I want to assure the board that these issues are front and center for us to uphold our bedrock commitment to our students. I am reviewing the preliminary recommendations from the task force system-wide and anticipate sharing concrete steps forward with the board in the very near future. In closing, I want to briefly preview a series of presentations of the board that I will kick off at your November meeting, four sessions. The four-part series will run through May, the May meeting, focusing on the leadership efforts that you have helped guide and steer and that have supercharged the U of I system's power as an economic engine for our state and the entire Midwest. What we have accomplished together as we follow the path charted by a strategic framework is nothing short of remarkable, some might say altogether extraordinary. But spread out over more than 4 years, it's easy to overlook the collective impact of everything that we have done together. So this series of presentations will examine our efforts and present how they stand as a model for the nation, which is part of our strategic framework to reinvent the role of public higher education for the nation and the world. Finally, I want to end today's report by showing a very brief new television commercial. The board has encouraged us to be messaging and marketing and presenting excellence in many fronts. And we have just produced this that is airing in the primetime NFL kickoff show that the U of I system is sponsoring this season. I think the first university to do it for the Bears games on NBC Sports Chicago. It was first shown 2 weeks ago ahead of the season opening Bear-Packers games. And you can see it next week before the Bears Monday night game televised at Washington. It will also appear on programming on selected targeted smart TVs across the state as well as on social media. And it's just 30 seconds, but it's a power-packed 30 seconds. And I believe it does a great job of capturing why our three universities are really, truly extraordinary. Please roll the commercial.
More scholarships.
More grants.
And a multi-year tuition freeze.
More jobs.
More patents.
More startups.
And a statewide innovation network.
Better healthcare.
Better transportation.
Stronger crops.
Stronger communities.
And a ridiculously powerful supercomputer. Three universities, one system.
All together, we are making Illinois extraordinary.
And Mr. Chairman, we are doing a public service surveys pre and post these marketing efforts, and we are seeing the dial move on the trust and confidence that the public has in the University of Illinois system, and I'm very gratified with that. So I hope you enjoyed that. We're proud and excited about all the things that will come this fall, as our 89,000 students enjoy access to a world-class education on an affordable basis. My thanks, as always, to each and every one of the board members for your guidance, support, encouragement, and deep loyalty to the University of Illinois system. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you, Mr. President.